The Sun Canyon project in Bear Hollow got an approval about 7 years ago under a consent decree that settled a lawsuit. Now developers are asking to amend the project's density and need an extension of the decree, which would expire this fall. Council's discussion Wednesday was not about the merits of the project, but how to process it. Council member Claudia McMullen said they agreed to an extension.
If they had gone forward with the same consent decree, they are vested for exactly the number of units, so they wouldn't have even needed an extension. They need the extension because they want to change the consent decree to actually, so they're going to make that argument as to whether or not it's beneficial or whatever. So we are giving them 6 months to do so, and the process will then go through the Planning Commission and then up to us.
The council also granted approval to the county sheriff to dispose of assets in the police evidence room, including nearly $9,000 in cash. Deputy County Attorney Helen Strawn reported the assets are left over from criminal cases in the last decade.
This is basically evidence that was discovered through an audit of the evidence room. This kind of situation doesn't happen anymore. We go through the forfeiture procedure, which apparently was not done in 2004 and 2006 when these cases were. And as far as finding the people, I guess, you know, Helen says she's done everything that she can to comport with the requirements of trying to find the people. And now the cash is, you know, the question is, should it be forfeited to buy bulletproof vests? And we decided it was. These cases go back from 2004 and 2006. So one is 10 years old, the big one, the $8,800 case, is 10 years old, and nobody sought the money and they couldn't find the person whose money it was.
She said the county is required by statute to make efforts to contact the owners of the assets.
Notice is sent to all owners via certified mail. The last known address is on file. Public notice placed in the park record for 3 consecutive weeks. Public notice advertised on the internet site, Utah Legal Notices. Those are the 3 things, apparently, that one has to do, and those are the 3 things that were done. I think the people were not even in the state, so I don't know how effective being in the park record was going to be for them.
County Council Member Claudia McMullen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.